The school in the village opened in 1847 and remains on the same site in South Street to this day, although many changes have taken place. There were roughly the same number of pupils in 1847 at the school as there were large families in the area. There were three classes. Many of the children lived in farm cottages dotted around the countryside and had to make their way to school on foot, whatever the weather, and make sure they were on time too. One of the big changes that has taken place is that the staff are no longer able to cane children. But listen to the memories of Rosemary Pitts and Walter Sixer-Clift to find out what happened at the school around 80 to 90 years ago.
The school had a small tower with a single bell. It would ring three times before assembly at 9 a.m. Once at a quarter to nine, 10 minutes to nine, and when it was again struck at 5 minutes to nine, we used to run like mad. We were never late. We had open fires in the classrooms. Those days had for room, and for 10 a.m. break, we were given the choice of either hot Horlicks, milk, or a small bar of chocolate for one old penny. At dinner time, we would walk home to Broad's Green for a meal of bread and dripping, lard or brown sugar, which was good for those days, and get back to school by 1:20 p.m. The playground was divided by a wall with the sexes on each side. For games in the higher classes, we used to walk up to the cricket meadow and play hockey, netball or rounders. On our way back,